For sports fans, it is Christmas in the summer because the MLB trade deadline is right around the corner. And here in Chicago, teams are going to be active, maybe for good reasons, maybe for bad reasons, maybe for a little bit of both. And we're here to break it all down with the marvelous one, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shavari. I'm Mike Mercado here on the Sports Cubicle here on WCPT 820. And of course, on YouTube at the Sports Cubicle, everywhere else where we get your podcast at Sports from the Couch. You know, it's an important time in the sports calendar when we have Devin on a weekend night who's super busy joining us, and of course Marvelous on anniversary weekend. Shout out to Mrs. Marvelous joining us to talk about all this. And Devin, you have put in a lot of the legwork, more work than you did in high school and college combined for this segment. So why don't you get into the work you did for the game we are going to play on this edition of the Sports Cubicle?
I wish, I got, better grades in high school and this quality a better pay and I wouldn't have to work in radio. But, you live and learn, right, guys? But the MLB trade deadline is coming up August 1st. That's less than 2 weeks away right now here. And as we all recall, earlier this season, me and the Paulacious one did a thing of where we thought every free agent would go. I shouldn't say every free agent. We narrowed it down to 30 MLB free agents. I narrowed it down to 15 players in the MLB, trying to stay mostly in the, Midwest, AL, NL Central, or guys that at one point played for the Cubs or the Chicago White Sox, or we think they'll go in the trade deadline here. Now, me and Paulacious, we bet on a Khalil Mack jersey because, the Raiders won the Mack trade. And unfortunately, Paul won that Khalil Mack jersey, and I don't know what the heck he's doing with it right now. I don't know. Maybe we'll bet in like a Nick Foles or Roquan Smith jersey, guys. I don't know about you here. So I got a total of 15 players, some big names, some guys that have played for both the North side or the South side or our division rivals. Cause it's always fun to see our rivals sell. Let's get right down to it. So the first name on this list is Shohei Ohtani, starting pitcher and DH, right fielder. Have I left out any positions for the Los Angeles Angels here? Mercado, I'm going to ask you first, where do you think Shohei Ohtani is going to go, if anywhere?
It's a tough one because it's such a unique player. We've seen major talents, big time all-stars, big time players be moved before in baseball. It's nothing new. We've seen it all over sports. We're talking about $500 million with this type of player. Yes, he's special. He's the best player in baseball. He's the best player we've seen in a long time. And that's saying something that his teammate is Mike Trout. I do think he's traded. I think it's going to be a team like Seattle, or a team like the Yankees, or a team that has a minor league system that can give you a king's ransom. Now, just as a caveat, because this isn't a trade, but I do think that the dark horse in this conversation for Shohei Ohtani, and something we'll talk about months down the road, are the Chicago Cubs. But I don't think they're going to trade for him. A team like the Cubs, who has a top 10 minor league system and major league ready players to plug and play for a competitive team, that's who's going to go after Shohei. If I'm going to put my money on it right now, he will end up a Seattle Mariners. I don't know how much they want to trade within their own division, but if they get a haul, they're going to trade him anywhere because I don't think they can afford $400 million and $500 million between two players.
Marvelous, where do you think Ohtani's going to go, if anywhere?
If you can't make it anywhere, you can make it in New York, New York, Yankees. That's my pick. And it's interesting because at least the Cubs could have somebody lure him here in his own language. Okay. So that would be maybe a plus for Chicago, but I just see him in pinstripes, just like the Babe before him, doing pitching and hitting.
Continuing on the legacy of a two-way player before two-way players are really a thing. I personally don't think the Angels are going to necessarily trade him, as there is still a chance that the Angels can make that wild card push. But if I did have to think of a team that would trade him, I would go with the Tampa Bay Rays because they seem like they got the best record in baseball, and they seem like a team that right now is really looking to be in it to win it here. Are they going to go and keep him next year? Absolutely not. But they have the amount of payroll and salary cap to do so, having so many great young players, that I think if any team's going to go for it, it's going to be the Rays being the dark horse out of this. Okay, next. We're going to move on to Blake Snell, starting pitcher for the San Diego Padres. Mercado, let's go back to you.
So this is interesting, right? Because what is the one thing everybody in baseball needs? It's pitching, right? You can never have enough pitching. Now, what's fascinating about this is San Diego's part in the NL West, the wild card, and essentially having all that money on a payroll and having a very similar record to some teams here in the Windy City. I think if he's traded, I don't think he's going to be traded. That's my official pick. But this is going to be two teams you're going to hear me say a lot of the next few minutes. The Rangers and the Astros. The Rangers and the Astros are going to be in the market to try to get some pitching and people who can eat innings and people who can get their relievers to the high leverage situations. So I'm going to say he's not going to get traded. I think the Padres are going to stay put. I think they're going to do a huge overhaul in this offseason. But if I need to make a pick for an actual team just to get something on the board, I'm going to go ahead and say the Rangers.
Marvelous.
I believe the Padres will be buying, not selling, this year. And, I mean, he had a great career in Tampa, but I don't think he's going back there. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think that someplace like the Braves might be a good fit for him, but I just don't think the Padres will end up being a seller. So I'm going to say nowhere, but if I'm forced to, I'd say Braves.
I'm kind of there with you guys, because even Blake Snell himself says he thinks the Padres should be buyers as opposed to sellers. I think they definitely need to make some changes here as a team that is really trying to get that wild card push, because let's be real here, they're not going to take the East. I'm just sorry. It's not going to happen, especially with the way they're playing. And I think if they make the playoffs, they're not going to be that good of a team here. I personally think that one of the best teams he could go to would either most likely be Baltimore, as he's got that sort of veteran pitching style that could really work well with these young players. And I think Baltimore, if they had another good fourth, well, I don't think he'd be the fourth guy. Blake Snell's most likely could be the NL or even the AL Cy Young winner this year. So, I mean, personally, I don't think they will trade him, but if he goes anywhere, I think the Rangers are probably the best team. The Orioles are the best team to probably go for him.
You know what, Dev? I'm going to say this really fast, and Marver brought up the Atlanta Braves. I'm going to have to make an addendum back in my original pick. I think Ohtani may end up in Atlanta. I think that's a team that if they feel they can smooch him over and they can win the World Series this year, I think Ohtani might end up in Atlanta, actually. I think that might be heads the other way, heads to the other side of the country. I think he's heading to the NL East, and he's heading to Atlanta. That's my official pick. But yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. Totally forgot about the Braves. They've been so dominant, but dominance doesn't mean that you have to be stagnant come trade deadline.
Absolutely not. You always want to make sure you have the best team here. And now we're going to move to the north side of Chicago. Marcus Stroman. Mercado, you were ecstatic when the Cubs brought him in. So what do you think is going to happen to Marcus Stroman before August 1st?
Marcus Stroman, who's had a wonderful first half of the season before the All-Star break, struggled the last few starts. I think there is no doubt that the soon-to-be 31-year-old heading into that part of his career is a bona fide number two, number three, top end of your rotation guy. I do think Marcus Stroman is traded, and I think he's heading to Houston or Texas. I do. That is something I've been on for about a month now, and there's another player I know on this Cubs team is going to be traded that's going to break a lot of Cubs hearts. But as of right now, Marcus Stroman will end the season on a different ball club, and I will say he would end up with the Texas Rangers.
How about the Blue Jays? That's a kind of a wild pick. The Blue Jays are like battling for the wild card right now. So I thought that they might be a prospect. There was some talk about the Astros for a while. I think that he'll go to the Blue Jays. How about that one?
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Marvel with a very wild card pick there for a team that could potentially be taking the AL wild card here. Now, I definitely see Marcus Stroman, who, you know, he's owed another $10 million of his contract. He's up for arbitration next year. I definitely think the Cubs are going to move on for him. And there is a lot of teams that I definitely think go. The Dodgers are one, but I think the Dodgers are going to go for another starting pitcher who's later down on our list, who I feel is up there in the same tier as Marcus Stroman, having another really good season this year. But I'm going to agree with Mercado here. I think he's going to the Houston Astros. They're a team that definitely can use that pitching. And he's going to be part of our next player on our list. I think that the Cubs are going to trade Marcus Stroman and Cody Bellinger to the Astros in a package deal here, because let's be real here. The Astros need that left-handed at bat. Jose Abreu, he's a righty. Jake Myers, he's a righty. They definitely need someone who can be that power left-handed bat. So I think it's going to be Stroman and Bellinger in a package going to the Astros for what should be a big haul, but we all know the Chicago Cubs, they like to trade really good players for not nearly as many minor league players as they should. So Mercado, where do you think Cody Bellinger will be going this season?
Cody Bellinger's interesting, right? If you sign him to a three-year deal, you get him into his early 30s. He's shown the power over the last few weeks. He's been a huge, probably the only part of a good Cubs offense when the offense decides to be good. But sorry, Cub fans, and it bums me out. He is heading If not Ohtani, he is heading to the ATL. Cody Bellinger will end up on a World Series contender, and he's going to bring some bop to a lineup. I'm going to make the official pick. He is going to the Braves.
All right, Marver, where do you think Cody Bellinger is going to go?
I believe he's going to a World Series contender too, the defending champions, Astros. Maybe we can get Drew Gilbert or somebody that won't be equal in value. That's the rumor that I heard from some wavelength up above. I don't know, but I think Astros.
The baseball gods that will be. Moving on next, we're going to be going to New York, but this man has played for the Cubs and the White Sox, reliever David Robertson. So, Mercado, where do you think good old David Robertson is going
to
end up?
I think that will end up being like an Astros move of solidify the bullpen, try to take the AL West. I'm going to go with the Houston Astros.
Marver, where do you think he's going?
He's been around so much, it's really hard to keep track. Now, if San Diego moved Hader, then they might be interested in him. There was some talk about San Diego moving Hader, and then they'd probably went on Robertson. But I think more likely he's going to stay out east and go to a place like Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Baltimore is going to be interesting to see how much they believe they can actually win the whole thing.
Yeah, Baltimore is going to be a very interesting team to watch, and that's going to come down later to the list. I have a few more final tie-breaking questions, so to speak. But definitely, I honestly see David Robertson going to the Rays, because the Rays are a team that need pitching and more pitching. I mean, they have a really good three good starting pitchers here, a bullpen that one of their best relievers is Jake Diekman. If you're a Chicago White Sox fan, you're probably scratch your head going, best relief pitcher, Jake Diekman? Are you bleeping serious? But yes, very much so. I definitely see the Rays kind of being that team. They're one of the best teams in baseball. They got to make some moves, and they have all the money to spend right now. And if they think this is the year they're going to win the World Series, they're going to do it here. And I like this funny that you brought up Josh Hader, Marvelous, because next on our list, literally in this order, is Josh Hader. So, Marv, I'm going to throw it back to you this time. Where do you think Josh Hader is going, if anywhere?
Well, I don't think he's going back to Milwaukee. And I didn't understand why they get rid of him in the first place, but whatever. I mean, it seems like he's sort of, with the rest of the West Coast, he's faded into the evening 11 p.m. slot where you don't know what's going on. But he might just move down the coast to L.A. I mean, they really haven't found anybody to replace Jansen. So in my opinion, he might just slide down the coast to L.A.
Mercado, Josh Hader, where do you see him going?
Why not the Diamondbacks? You know, we haven't really talked about them as a destination. It's a team that has been on fire and, you know, has done it quietly because it's Arizona and they're in the West Coast. I think they're going to be a team that probably doesn't get the huge trades, but they're going to get the trades that make sense for them, and they're going to keep them afloat and kind of get them to the finish line. That seems more like a move like that. I don't see one of the big teams going for him and making that their major move of the trade deadline. So I can see a team like Arizona maybe being in on him.
And of course, the way with Josh Hader right now, the guy's on his final year of arbitration. I mean, he'll be a free agent next year, and he's going to want some big money. If any team needs to get him, they want to get him now at the cheap option. I say the Atlanta Braves are going to definitely work on their bullpen. He'd be an electric pitcher. He's a little bit of a steep price here. But again, he's your rental one-time player. He's the rental player for this one season if you want to finish strong. And I know we've been talking about the Braves a few times. Well, you two have been talking about the Braves. I have not said a single guy yet, but I definitely see Josh Hader playing for the Atlanta Braves. And now we move on to the south side of Chicago. Now, I saw this name on the list, and I very much scratched my head because of all the players the White Sox, I think, will and should, or all the players I think the White Sox should be trading, I should say, because I know this team. They don't like to do a lot of big things at trade deadline. I was shocked when I saw Dylan Cease come on there, and I'm just going to come out and say it. I don't see Dylan Cease getting traded. Yahoo Sports, I think you're wrong for once about this here. Dylan Cease is your future and your ace. He's got two more years left in his contract, and he's on a rookie deal, so he's at a decent price. I don't see the point in trading him right now. He'll definitely go into the free agency unless Jerry Reinsdorf dies a massive death that every White Sox fan will be celebrating, like every Blackhawks fan did when Bill Wirtz passed away. I'm going to hell and taking all of you with me. But I don't see Dylan Cease going anywhere. I think that is like the joke of the list. But I guess, Mercado, you've talked to me and Paul about Dylan Cease all the time. Do you think he's getting traded? And if so, where to?
No, he's not getting traded. I mean, if you want to really strip this thing down to the nails and the boards and foundation, then yeah, you have no choice but to trade him. Are you going to pay him? Do you think that he's going to get back to an ace, top of the league, Cy Young candidate? There's guys on this White Sox pitching rotation alone that are going to get traded. There's guys in this lineup. Dylan Cease is going to bring you the biggest haul. Dylan Cease is not the problem with this team. I think he's going to stay with the White Sox. I don't think there's a team out there that's going to give the White Sox a sweet enough deal for Dylan Cease. But yeah, that's the name everybody's going to be looking at this team if they don't get right next season. That's the name everybody knows. That's the high-valued asset for the Chicago White Sox.
Absolutely. Marver, do you see Dylan Cease going anywhere?
I would concur that he's probably not going anywhere, but let's go back to the Braves. They have a terrific closer in Raisel Iglesias and A.J. Minter. I don't know how good they are in that, but I was trying to figure out if getting somebody else would be better than that. But going back to Cease, I think he's going to stay, but a team that could use him would be a team that could use another starter. And I'm just trying to think of some teams out there that I know have been struggling with starting pitching for a while, but some of them aren't contenders. So let's see.
Cubs.
Right. Well, I mean,
let's just say it. The Cubs could use the Dylan Cease really bad. It's just that trade is not going to happen after Eloy and Quintana happen.
Right. Exactly. Well,
can you imagine if the Cubs had a guy like Dylan Cease many a couple of years back or something?
Interesting how that would have looked like, huh?
Or even Gleyber Torres and Jimenez.
Well, we know how I might have ended up with Jimenez. Yeah. But
okay. So, he's not going anywhere, but Tampa could use another starter, but I don't think he's going anywhere.
Tampa could definitely use another starter after using Rasmus. And then McCallahan has been hurt, so they can use another starter.
When they played in Chicago on the north side, it seemed like they were having like a relievers game or something. Yeah.
We're going to continue to stay on the south side, going next to Lucas Giolito, the player that's been kind of talked about a lot here. And I'm going to start this off being the lone White Sox fan since Paul decided he had better things to do. I don't know what these things are. But, you know, Bob Nightingale made it pretty clear that the White Sox make it sound like they're not going to be sticking with Lucas Giolito at the end of his contract this year. I don't always trust Bob Nightingale. There's some jokes online that Bob Nightingale says that you should definitely disbelieve it. But I could definitely see this coming with Lucas Giolito, especially. He's been the guy who's been very iffy on the team. I mean, I think this year he's having a great year. He's definitely the number two guy, if not our number one guy behind a guy like Dylan Cease for sure. But I'm going to kill myself for saying this. Bob Nightingale reported that the LA Dodgers are very interested in Giolito here. And I mean, it definitely seems like that would be a nice place to go. Giolito is currently 6-for-6 with a 3.9 ERA. He's got 122 strikeouts and 39 walks in just 116 innings. I mean, it's pretty clear the White Sox aren't going to be going for him. The Dodgers are expressing interest, and the Dodgers are a team that desperately could use some really good starting pitching. As we know, there's a lot of teams out there looking for pitching. We got the Dodgers, Houston, Texas, Tampa, Baltimore, the Blue Jays. But the fact that, you know, Bob Nightingale said the LA Dodgers have been saying this, and we all know that the Dodgers and the White Sox have kind of had a little bit of a friendly sort of relationship, I guess, throughout the years, not even just in trades, just in kind of support and stuff. I definitely think we'll see Lucas Giolito go all the way to the West Coast with the LA Dodgers. Mercado, where do you see Lucas Giolito going?
He's heading to the West Coast, so is Tim Anderson, but they're both going to be in a trade either. Both of them are going to the Dodgers, or Giolito is going to the Diamondbacks. And really fast, about the Bob Nightingale. Bob Nightingale is the mouthpiece of Kenny Williams. So, like, I know a lot of White Sox fans don't want to believe him, but if Bob Nightingale is reporting something, that's because Kenny told him. So just keep that in mind, guys. Like, there are some reporters where you're like, oh, they are connected to a team. And there are some people that straight up just report for the team. Bob Nightingale is reporting just for the team. These guys are gone. So, yeah. You know, it is what it is, guys. It is what it is.
And we get rid of Giolito, maybe we'll get rid of Ethan Katz.
I'll agree with the Dodgers. And now that I've heard the gospel, and Diamondbacks would be my second choice.
All right, next, we're going to stay on the south side one last time with good old Lance Lynn. Now, I have the game on right now. It's currently 7-2. Lance Lynn has been playing like he doesn't want to get traded. And I think he's actually trying to sabotage himself. Maybe he just likes playing for the White Sox so bad here. But once again, doing research, and I quote, MLB trade talks are heating up. Bob Nightingale reported the Tampa Bay Rays have checked in with the White Sox about trading for starting pitcher Lance Lynn. I got to go with the gospel here, especially with Drew Rossman, who's on the IL. And it's making clear he's not going to be back this year. Tampa Bay is going to probably need a starting pitcher. Lance Lynn, if you take away the beginning of the season and you takeaway tonight's performance. It's 7-4 now. They're making a comeback. Trust me, guys. Yeah, but I see Lance Lynn probably going to the Rays, mostly because, yes, Bob Nightingale is reporting it, but definitely the Rays are a team that need that starting pitcher. We got Lance Lynn. He's got a 6.6 ERA, which is very but he did have that 11 strikeout game earlier this season. If he doesn't pitch like he's pitching tonight, I think he'll definitely be something good for the trade. And if not, he'll be on the White Sox for at least one more season. So, Mercado, where do you see Lance Lynn going?
I'm going to go to the West Coast for San Francisco. I think he's going to be a Giant. I think it's an easy trade. I think the Giants are a good enough organization where you could get some decent prospects that nobody's heard of from single and double A and try to get something for a team that's only like two games back in the very competitive NL West. I think he's going to San Francisco.
Marver, where do you see Lance Lynn going, if anywhere?
He had some good years in Texas. Why not go back there? But I'm not sure he's moved at all. But if I were to pick, I'm picking Texas. Go back where you came from.
Yeah, go back to where you came from. We don't want you no more. And now we got another team that, much like the White Sox, is probably going to be a huge seller this year. The Oakland Athletics, 2 years before they'll be playing in 17 different ballparks probably. And that's talking about their home games with starting pitcher Paul Blackburn. Mercado, where do you see the Moneyball team sending their best starting pitcher?
Baltimore. Get the best prospects you can get. It's going to be Baltimore or Tampa Bay. It's going to be somewhere where they all won't have to see them. And they'll get a bunch of young kids that'll be just about ready when they head to Cincinnati. City.
Marver, where do you see him going?
That argument is too strong. He's going to Baltimore.
I'm going to be the odd man out here. I'll be the Paul of the group here. I don't see him going to Baltimore, as that's very much a good team here. But one team I definitely think I could see him going to, the Cincinnati Reds. The black horse of the NL Central, the team that was the sellers last year, that has kind of just turned it around and really taken that that very wishy-washy NL Central and kind of just been beaten up on them, much like they saw here. But, you know, we take a look at this here. The Tampa Bay Rays only have Luis Castillo and Tyler Molly as their, you know, good starting pitchers here. They really don't have much in the bullpen here. And if Cincinnati really thinks they can be a team that continue to stay consistent and take the NL Central, I think they're going to go after Paul Blackburn here. And now we go back to the South Side with Joe Kelly. I'm the White Sox fan here, so I'm going to start here, and I'm going to make you guys either really happy or very, very upset, because I see Joe Kelly, who, you know, once he gets off the IR, if they're, you know, willing to actually, trade him, or if he's healthy enough to be traded, the team I see him going to, the Milwaukee Brewers here, because as Marver pointed out this year, he didn't know why they were trading Hader last season. I definitely think they're going to be looking for some guy in the bullpen. Joe Kelly, he is the Rex Grossman of the bullpen. There's good Joe and there's bad Joe. So Joe, I want you to go up north, but not to Minnesota. I want you to go in the National League to the Milwaukee Brewers. We don't have to see your ugly mug anymore. So Mercado, where do you see Joe Kelly going?
He's not going anywhere. Nobody wants him. He's staying right there on the South Side. He'll finish the season on the IL. He's not going.
All right, Marver, do you have the same, just Joe Kelly's that terrible mindset?
I don't think he has a great value, honestly. You're right about the Brewers, but you talk about you never see him. Like, you see all teams now. You see all 29 teams. So you're never going to not see somebody. But, you know, here's a team that's sort of a sleeper. How about your Cincinnati Reds, who are in the playoff hunt? That's another possibility. So I'll just throw that out there.
All right. And, of course, if you want the South Side, we're going to go back to the North Side. Starting pitcher Kyle Hendricks. Mercado, where do you see Kyle Hendricks going?
I don't think he gets traded. I think Kyle Hendricks stays.
Marver, do you see the Cubs keeping or trading Kyle Hendricks?
He's going to be like Contreras last year. He's going to hug everybody before the final home game, before they go on the road trip, which is actually tomorrow, a Sunday. And then they go to White Sox and St. Louis before, I guess they come back for Cincinnati on the 31st. But maybe there'll be hugs and kisses on the 31st, and he won't be traded. That's what I expect.
I'm either going to make you guys very happy or very sad, or maybe I just like to be the Paul of the group and have, you know, hot takes, not garbage takes whatsoever here. So doing research for this, I asked a question. Where does it make sense for Kyle Hendricks to go? And the real question is, where does it not make sense for Kyle Hendricks to go? He's a very good pitcher. He's having a pretty good season. I mean, yeah, he's got a 3-4 record, but as we all know, if you're in the Baseball Central and the AL Central, NL Central, run support is just something you don't like to give your pitchers. But he's got a 3.38 ERA, 42 strikeouts. You know, he's been averaging about 5 to 9 strikeouts a game. Really good guy. I personally think he's going to go to the Boston Red Sox here. The Boston Red Sox are a team that has a winning record and are battling for last place right now here. But they're really going to go and try to make that wild card there. As we all know, they got some guy from the Central who he was really good on another team that had a different color socks that weren't red. But he had a problem staying healthy. I can't remember his name. It was part of a big sale deal because the White Sox.
Yeah, it was a big sale deal.
I didn't mean to say that. Whoops. So I definitely see Kyle Hendricks going to the Boston Red Sox if any team. He's, you know, he's a little bit older. He's 33 years old, but he's got a low contract. He's not the greatest pitcher, but he's a very solid guy that can be your number 3 or 4 down that rotation. Moving on the road here. We're going to go to the St. Louis Cardinals. Maybe make you guys very happy, but they've been pretty trash this year, so this might make you a little bit sad. But left fielder Tyler O'Neill on the St. Louis Cardinals. Mercado, where do you think he's going, if anywhere?
Nowhere. Cardinals don't trade anybody. They're going to stay afloat, and they're going to come back next season.
Interesting. Marver, do you see the Cardinals trading anyone?
Yeah, Goldschmidt.
I'm sorry, Tyler O'Neill.
I know.
No, he knows what he said.
I'm passing on him. He's staying. And when you get the Goldschmidt, he's going. But I'll say nowhere for O'Neill.
Oh, yeah, y'all boys are making me crazy here. Now, definitely O'Neill is a guy I see going to the New York Yankees because, once again, New York Yankees have no power in left field whatsoever here. And basically, I'll just make this a long story short. He's a nice upgrade over O'Neill. But, you know, I got a feeling the Yankees are going to pull him out there because Baltimore might be a team going for him. And the Yankees always like to get guys because we all know the Yankees have money to spend and they like spending money. They spend more money than U.S. Congress every year. It's pretty damn sad when you think about it. And I'll throw this one next to you, Marver. Paul Goldschmidt, where do you think he's going?
He's gone. He's a guy that would – can you imagine him in Fenway? It would be like playing handball. That's where he should play, Fenway Park. He'll lead the league in doubles. Or maybe off the wall singles.
All righty. Mercado, where do you see him going?
Look, if they're bad, but they're not any worse than the Cubs, the Cardinals are right there. Like this idea that they're going to have a fire sale just for the sake of the game, I'll say he goes to the Yankees, even though they have Anthony Rizzo. Can you imagine him with that right field porch? But no, the Cardinals aren't selling anybody. Like that's just not what the Cardinals do. He's going to the Yankees, but the Cardinals aren't selling anybody.
I definitely want to agree with you because the Cardinals are the team that probably should be doing a sale, but won't be doing a sale. And little skeptical on here because I'm going to sort of agree with Mercado, but I'm going to drop the Sox off that. I'm going to say he's going to go to the Cincinnati Reds. I know it's very rare when we see teams make those trades in their own division, but in all reality, Cincinnati could use that power bat. And they got plenty of young guys they can ship off to anywhere for anyone. And especially with them performing as good as they are this year, it wouldn't make sense for them not to. And for our final player, Michael Fulmer of the Chicago Cubs. Marver, where do you think he's going?
He's going to the Chicago Cubs. The original plan was like every other year where you'd have your setup man Fulmer and your closer Boxberger be sold at August 1st. But I don't think either Boxberger obviously is never pitched. But Fulmer, I think that they're going to keep him around as a setup man for the rest of the year because they're close enough. It's so stupid the way it's set up. They're going to be 7 or 6 games out of first on August 1st. So it's like they'll probably want to keep some of the pitching, I think, at the back end of the bullpen where they've been so weak.
You know, it's funny. It's funny that because I think that this seems like one of those things where he's going to be the quote unquote starting pitcher as of this recording on Saturday. But I wonder how that's going to play through. Like, if you're using them so much, do you plan to put them on the trading block? Just for the sake of the conversation, we'll go ahead and we'll say that he's going to go to Cincinnati. We'll say he'll go to Cincinnati. They'll do something like that. Although it's a little weird to trade within the division. I don't know. But they look like a team that will go all in on something. But I do think Fulmer probably stays with the Cubs 60%. But I'm going to go with, you know what? I'll go with the Yankees. I'll go Fulmer goes with the Yankees to make it official.
I'm going to go and say Diamondbacks because just one, the Diamondbacks have a fairly deep farm system. Much like the Reds, they have so many good youth talent that they can just ship off to anywhere. And we made it through the list, guys. That's all 15. But now I have a total of 2 tiebreaker questions. Okay, Marver, these are the 2 questions I'm going to ask you. What team do you think does the most selling? And which team do you think does the most buying?
Yeah. You know, historically, the buyers have been the Braves. And even though they're in first place with a great record, and that's how they basically won in 21, you know, by buying. So I expect them to do a lot of buying. In terms of selling, you know, it might be surprising, but there's we got a situation here in the AL East where everybody's in contention, but yet they're all not in contention. So I'm going to exclude all of them. And you might see kind of a move here by a team like the Texas Rangers, I think, you know, because I think that they need to retool at the moment, because they're not, you know, they started out pretty well, but they, you know, I think that they might want to retool. That's my feeling. I don't know why.
Mercado, what do you think is going to do the most buying and the most selling?
The most buying will be done by the Atlanta Braves. The most selling will be done by the Oakland Athletics. I think those are going to be your two most active teams. And I think one team is heading one direction and the other one's heading to the total opposite. The most active buyers, the Atlanta Braves. The most active sellers, the Oakland Athletics.
It's funny you say that, because the Oakland Athletics seem to sell every year, that they're running out of guys to sell here. Now, I'm going to go for buyers. I'm going to say the Tampa Bay Rays. Like I've been saying here, they have one of the lowest payrolls in baseball. Holy crap, Moneyball works for the first time in, what, 20 years now? It's a different story here, but they got plenty of money to spend. They got one of the best records here. And if they think this is the year to win the World Series, they're going to go balls to the wall. I know I can say balls on the radio, so we're going to get around that. Now, for sellers, I want to say White Sox. I'm going to say White Sox. They need to sell everybody, starting with selling the team. Jerry Reinsdorf, get the frick out of here. I'm sick of seeing your old, ugly, stupid face. I'm sick of hearing about Kenny Williams having his job longer than anyone else. And I'm sick of Rick Hahn being, you know, the little puppet. You know, he's got, you know, Kenny Williams' hand up his backside, doing all the talking for him. This team needs to trade as many people as possible, starting with the friggin' owner of the team, then the vice president, then the GM, then the trainers, then everybody. I want the White Sox to keep Eloy Jimenez, Luis Robert, and Dylan Cease, and Kendall Graveman. I think they need to do more trades. If we say anything, Mercado, what do the White Sox like to do? They like to copy the Cubs a few years later. Remember when the Cubs had those back-to-back 100-loss seasons, and they, you know, were terrible, and they got all those young prospects, and then they won the World Series after trading everybody? I think the White Sox need to do this. They need to repeat what the Cubs did in 2021 when they traded all their stars. Tim Anderson, do a bat flip in another city. Gavin Sheets, get
tell us how you're
out of here. Giolito, I love you. You're great. You brought the plague that is Ethan Katz to this team. Get the frick out of here.
Now you I can Liam change Hendricks, my vote.
I love seeing you back here.
I'm going to change my vote. Frankly, not Texas for sellers. White Sox for sellers. What am I talking about? Texas in first place. And that's all I have to say.
You should say
goodbye.
I like you say that, Mercado, Marver. But if we know the White Sox, goodbye. They like to disappoint. They're probably going to trade Lucas Giolito and Lance Lynn only this year.
Get the
and
net.
Then what they're going to do during the offseason,
that's it,
is when they'll trade everyone.
Turn
else.
Off his microphone. Turn off his microphone before he completely scorches the entire earth. No, point well taken, buddy. It is frustrating, I'm sure, but the idea that a team that has such high expectations is going to be a team that's going to be big sellers come trade deadline. But fun game, my friend, fun game. We'll see how dumb and wrong we are in about 12 days. So we'll see. Some of them will be right. Some of them will be wrong. Let's just hope that if you're a Cub fan, they keep it entertaining for the next 2 weeks. And if you're a White Sox fan, they just don't embarrass you anymore.
And of course, tweet us who you think is going to be traded most at SportsCubicle TV. We are on Twitter here, and I'll actually give this list to Mercado. We'll put this list on there. You can fill it out. And if you beat any of the three of us, we'll send you a $15 gift card to Tex-Mex. How's that sound?
Ooh. And if none of you guys win, I'm going to use it. So make sure one of you guys uses it. Yeah, shout out to each of you who follows us over on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. Like Dev said, we're going to make sure we put it up there. This is an awesome job, and we're going to make sure that you guys get to vote on it and see how well you do. We'll even get pause picks, and we'll put those up at some point. So we'll get the whole crew together. But Dev, thank you so much for putting these 15 players together and our bonus question. And thank you, as always, for being such an awesome producer and co-host of the Sports Cubicle, along with the marvelous one, Dan Marver, and, of course, Paul Shivari. I'm Mike Mercado. We're on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. We're on YouTube at the Sports Cubicle. Everywhere else, wherever you get you for a podcast, at Sports from the Couch. And, of course, the SoundCloud of WCPT 820. Riot Fest is coming up. So we got to make sure that we're taking care of our friends over at Riot Fest. It's going to be an awesome time. Sports Cubicle TV, you might see us there. So make sure you circle your calendars when that comes around.
And just want to mention, if you want to go to Riot Fest, heartlandsignal.com, scroll all the way to the bottom. You got to go all the way to the bottom. I talked to the people at the website. They don't like to help us out that much. If you click on the little contest tab and you join the WCPTA 20 Club, you can sign up for your chance to win tickets to Riot Fest because, you know, we're not all buyers here. I sure as heck ain't. And you know, maybe WCPT will be sellers by giving you Riot Fest tickets in exchange for you signing up for the CPTA 20 Club. I can't think of a better deal than pay zero and potentially get Riot Fest tickets. And Mercado, after we're jamming out at Riot Fest, what do you think we should do?
It is time to get some rest. When you are out there and you are listening to Dave Grohl, make sure you go to sleep thinking about that amazing set in the sheets and giggles, eucalyptus sheeting that will make you sleep like a baby. Go to Sheets and Giggles and get 15% off your next purchase by using the promo code The Sports Cubicle, sports from the couch. We're just taking care of people. Riot Fest, silky smooth sheets, and a Paulist baseball conversation. This is just amazing. You talk about being buyers and sellers. Now, we love you, Paul. And we love even each and every one of you. Thank you all so much for the Marvelous One, Dan Marver, for Devin Tingle, for Paul Shivari, Mike Mercado.